Test 74, Section 2, Question 18. And this one says the reasoning is vulnerable to criticism on the grounds that it, so we're looking for what is it vulnerable to, or what's the flaw. And it says we've got a survey of 1 million adults, greater frequency of illness among those who slept at least 8 hours a night than those who slept less, so more sick for more sleep. This shows that mild sleep deprivation is not unhealthy and, in fact, probably bolsters the body's defense against illness. Now, the problem with this is that this is just our straight-up correlation causation. Just because the large amounts of sleep are correlated with illness doesn't mean that the sleep is the cause of the illness. In fact, it's very likely that the illnesses could be the cause of more sleep. So this is could be reverse causation and could be some third factor contributing to both. So A fails to address the possibility of an observed correlation between two is due to another factor that causally contributes to both. That is one of the things we said. I would just take A and go. But the others, let's talk about those. Fails to consider that even if a given factor causally contributes to the occurrence of a given phenomenon, it may not be the only factor affecting it. Well, that's not the problem. The problem is that it's saying because they're correlated, there is a cause. And it doesn't matter whether there are other causes, it's just saying, and probably bolsters the defenses. That doesn't say it's the only thing, it just says it's one of the things. C concludes from the claim that certain phenomenon occurs, and the claim that certain condition is sufficient for that phenomenon to occur, that the condition also exists. I was like, I don't even know what that's saying. But it's saying, it's basically saying it's a flaw because it's saying, concludes that something occurs, and the claim that a certain condition is sufficient for that phenomenon, that that condition also exists, that's basically a weird way of saying it's a bad if-then, and that wasn't what we had here. So D takes for granted that there will be an observable correlation between two if either causally contributes. This is the right idea, but it's backwards. This one is flawed because it assumes that if there is a correlation, then there will be causal contributions. And then fails to consider that even if a specific negative consequence is not associated with a given phenomenon, that may have other negative consequences. Well, no, it's not about whether a negative consequence isn't associated. It's a negative consequence that is associated. And so therefore, A definitely is the best answer.